From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, August 7th. Coming up, we'll learn why some Democrats are worried a protest planned to take place near the Democratic National Convention in Chicago could play into Donald Trump's hands. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris announced yesterday that she has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate. Chandra Bishop is a delegate from Urbana to the Democratic National Convention. She says Walz's Midwestern background balances out Harris's West Coast roots.
He taught high school, he coached football, those sorts of things. Like, he has that real staunch Midwestern folksy kind of, and VP Harris is more, she's from California, you know?
Bishop says she appreciates Walz's history of being a champion for women's reproductive health. The administration at Western Illinois University in Macomb now has approval from the Board of Trustees to move ahead with more layoffs. Trustees voted unanimously yesterday to allow the administration to eliminate jobs that might include tenure-track faculty. WIU Interim President Christy Mindrup says the number of layoffs is not yet known. She says the administration is working diligently to minimize that number.
This is the year that Western Illinois University is taking difficult but necessary action. This is the day that we make the conscious decision to not pass the buck to future students and current and future faculty, staff, and administration.
Western has run up operating deficits the past three fiscal years. The administration laid off 35 non-tenure-track faculty last month. WIU Faculty Union President Merrill Cole criticized the decision to lay off more employees. He says problems caused by years of deficit spending can't be solved by quick fixes. It'll now be easier for people leaving jail or prison to get an Illinois ID. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a measure that will let Illinois inmates from county jails to federal prisons get clearance for a state ID before they're released. Secretary of State Alexi Janulius says his office can now waive requirements for a certified birth certificate as long as the person had an ID before going to jail. Janulius says he can do that for Social Security cards, too.
Assuming we can verify a person's Social Security card number directly through the Social Security Administration. This eliminates the need for the physical card, which many incarcerated individuals cannot readily access.
The new law builds upon and expands a program the Secretary of State launched a couple of years ago to offer free IDs to people leaving state correctional facilities. Janulius says more than 3,000 were issued. A new Illinois law increases the fine for trash debris flying off waste-hauling trucks. Jess Savage has more.
Farmers and environmental advocates say blowing trash from large trucks raises safety and environmental concerns and can damage farm fields. It can occur when trucks are hauling waste from transfer stations to the waste site. The new measure means a truck driver will be fined if they don't properly secure their load. They would be liable for a $150 fine per violation for windblown trash. It also racks up additional fines of $150 per violation for the trucking company that owns the trailer. The money collected through the fines will be distributed to local governments to pay for cleanup when necessary. The new law takes effect in January. I'm Jess Savage.
Still to come, we'll learn why some Democrats are worried a protest planned to take place near the Democratic National Convention in Chicago could play into Donald Trump's hands. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with author and New Yorker staff writer Adam Gopnik. His latest book argues that we ought to choose accomplishment over achievement. Things we do because we want to get good at them, rather than things we do because other people say we should. It's called All That Happiness Is. I'm Brian Mackey with Adam Gopnik for the hour, next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A march near the Democratic National Convention in Chicago will focus on Biden administration support for Israel in Gaza. Some Democrats are worried the protest could play into Donald Trump's hands. Chip Mitchell reports.
The coalition behind the August 19th march includes more than 150 groups.
It is going to be massive, tens of thousands of people.
Spokesperson Hatem Abudeya chairs the U.S.-Palestinian community.
It's an opportunity to tell the entire world that Palestine has support, even in the United States. Not only that genocide Joe Biden and killer Kamala are complicit in the genocide, but that the reason they are supporting Israel unequivocally is because of the U.S. empire.
And on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Abudeya doesn't see much difference between the major U.S. parties.
The Republicans and the Democrats both have the same policy around Palestine, which is to support the racist Zionist state.
Now, it's true there are Democrats who believe the Hamas attacks on October 7th justify how Israel has responded in Gaza. And there are Democrats who oppose Palestinian self-determination. But it's also true that many Palestinians in both Gaza and the U.S. believe a Republican victory in November would only make things worse. Hamilton College historian Morris Isserman has a warning for anyone who's thinking about joining the Chicago protests. He says they should take lessons from what happened in the city outside the Democratic National Convention in 1968.
The organizers were well-intentioned, but they were caught up in the moment.
The whole world is watching, chants the crowd on the side.
They thought that the image of disorder in the street would rebound to their credit and to the strength of the anti-war movement, that people at home watching this on CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite were going to say, oh, this is horrible. The Chicago police are, you know, attacking these protesters in the streets.
Isserman was 17 at the time and says he bought into that idea himself. But more people blamed the anti-war movement for the Chicago chaos, and he says the Democratic Party came off as somehow facilitating it.
Allowing the Republicans and Richard Nixon to portray themselves as the party of law and order. The country paid the price, and so did Southeast Asia, for Nixon's election in 1968. With the extension of the war in Southeast Asia, including the invasion of Cambodia, bombing of Cambodia.
Isserman believes now is not the time either for what he calls revolutionary fantasies.
I think this is a moment for the defense of American democracy. Anything that undermines that and boosts the authoritarian threat to American democracy posed by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republican Party is the opposite of responsible leftism. It's nihilism.
Longtime Democratic National Committee member James Zogby is coming to Chicago. He founded the Arab American Institute. It's holding educational events on Gaza indoors. He says he won't have time for street protests, but says they're inevitable.
We're 10 months into this conflict. The suffering has been intolerable and has been gripping so many different people.
Still, Zogby says the protest leaders need to rein in anyone provoking violence or spouting anti-Semitic slogans.
Getting angry is not a political strategy. Being aware of the fact that you are voices for the voiceless, people who can't be there, people in Gaza, means a responsibility to make the case effectively.
Abudeya, the protest spokesperson, he says the coalition is training hundreds of volunteer marshals to keep marchers on the planned route, de-escalate conflicts, and protect people from police and counter-protesters.
At the same time, we are not going to take responsibility for the Democrats losing the election.
If the Democrats lose because of their Gaza policy, he says, it's only on them. Chip Mitchell.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 79 degrees. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Jim Meadows, Alex Degman, Jess Savage, and Chip Mitchell. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.